The next patient is Mr. Hugh Shilliday. S-H-I-L-L-I-D-A-Y, Shilliday. S-H-I-L-L-I-D-A-Y, the first name Hugh, H-U-H-G-H, H-U-G-H. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a remote history of kidney stones. This patient has a 40-year history of diabetes mellitus that has been under control, a history of a cardiorenal syndrome, atrial fibrillation with fast ventricular response. The patient remains with hypotension. The systolic blood pressure has been between 80 and 90. The cardiologist put him on midodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E. And he has been taking it just one time a day, and initially was given three times a day. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine that is 2 milligrams per deciliter, the BUN of 34, the estimated EFR is 32. The potassium is 5.1, and the sodium 139, CO2 26, and the chloride is 104. The albumin is 4.1. In the liver function tests are with the normal limits. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 667 milligrams that has been present for a long time. This is a spot urine, and the urinalysis is positive for bacteria and has several RBCs and leukocyte stearase. The most likely situation is some degree of interference in the determination of the proteinuria. We are not going to change the approach at this time. The diabetes mellitus has been under control. He's following the diet, has lost more than 10 pounds of body weight, and the hemoglobin A1c is 5.7. Following number proteinuria, as discussed before, following number hyperlipidemia, the patient has been treated with pravastatin 80 milligrams every day. Following number hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, following number past history of arterial hypertension. Now the patient has been with low blood pressure. Following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number hypomagnesemia that has been under control, as well as the gastroesophageal reflux disease. Period. This patient has been very stable, very unstable when he walks because of the orthostatic hypotension. Emphasis was given in the sense that he has to take the midodine as ordered three times a day, and he has to give himself enough time when he changes position in order to avoid falls. He sustained a fall, and ever since then he has been going downhill. we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.